Mike, what do you think overall?
Just an unfortunate way to end the game. Defense played great the whole game. Offense looked good in the first half, and then at the end, just can't make that throw. A foot in front would have been the difference. Definitely a learning experience, but also a tough one to swallow.
Which one are you talking about?
The first one.
Mike, can you talk about that? What were you thinking on that play? Is it going to Vincent Jackson the whole way on that?
Yeah, I just read it out, and he I just had to put the ball about a foot in front, and that's the difference. He was open. The read took me there. It was a great play call, and just got to put the ball 1 foot out in front.
What happened on the second interception?
You know, they brought a pressure and was trying to make a play. Probably should have just thrown it out of bounds and lived to see another down.
Who were you throwing to on that play?
I was throwing to Vince.
How good did you feel about your day until those picks?
I mean, really, it's all about wins and losses. So until the game ended, I wasn't really judging my performance. But this is something that I'll definitely learn from, and it will make me a better player.
On that first interception, it was second and six. They had two timeouts. You could have run the ball twice, and your defense was playing great. Looking back, you think maybe?
No, I mean, it was a good play call. He was open. Just a foot out in front is the difference right there. I mean, that gives me confidence that they're willing to make a pass play right there, and just have to make the throw.
You had been so careful with the football, taking care of it. That's your job, number one, I guess. Was it kind of shocking that happened in the last couple minutes?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I mean, that was kind of my focus the whole game, was just take what the defense had given me, protect the football, and we felt like we would win the game. And it wasn't like I was getting greedy with that throw. Right. He was open. It just didn't put it exactly where it needed to be.
How much of the playbook were you allowed to run out there?
I mean, it's too hard to put a percentage on. We go every week, the game plan changes. Certain plays are featured more often, but there's the same kind of game plan as previous weeks.
Frustrated at all by the fact that we just had so much trouble maintaining drives, getting into the end zone today?
Yeah, it's definitely frustrating, but with the way our defense was playing, we just felt like we just didn't turn the ball over, and we were going to win the game. Unfortunately, we turned the ball over, and that's how it ended.
Mike, how many 8-9-man fronts did you see? Those guys just really selling out against Doug today?
Yeah, they were really loading the box, and give them credit. They did a good job against our run.
I mean, until you beat that, do you expect to see that going forward every Sunday, that kind of pressure?
Yeah, I don't really know. It's something that we'll have to figure out talking with the coaches, what they feel like the other team's game plan will be against us.
Long range, what can you take from today that's positive, and what do you need to kind of scold yourself on and learn from?
I think that's what the film will be for tomorrow, and it'll be a lot, you know, the good, the bad, whatever it is. It'll definitely be a lot of learning for me. Going out here, it was good to kind of get one under my belt to feel what it's like. And there were some good things, there were some bad things, but both the good and the bad I'll learn from.
Were there plays in your mind right now that you wish you could have had back early in the game on scores? Were there some opportunities you might have missed on that kind of stick out to you?
I think the first interception is kind of the one that I'll keep replaying in my head.
Over. In the locker room afterward, you seem to stand by yourself for a while, kind of letting your thoughts roll through your head, I imagine. Or?
I was just waiting to do this press conference.
Mike, just take us through the day. I know it didn't end the way you wanted it to, but you talked about this being your dream and kind of waiting for this all your life. How'd you handle the nerves?
I thought it was fine. Once I got out there, you know, it was just playing, and those guys up front did such a good job that, you know, the speed didn't shock me quite as much as I thought, because those linemen up front just do such a good job with the pass rush. And that really helps slow things down for me. So offensive line did a great job protecting me today. But it was definitely exciting to be out there and playing in the NFL.
Mike, how wearing is this on this team? Three out of the four losses have been in the final 2 minutes. Not being on the winning side of those.
Yeah, it's definitely tough, but hopefully we'll take advantage of this bye week and get ready for Philly the final, following week.
There you go. Thanks.